Pretty Malik.
So George Clooney, he had an accident yesterday in Italy.
Motorcycle, right?
Yes, but he's now recovering at home, which is good news. He's 57 years old, by the way, driving to a film set in Sardinia at about 100 kilometers per hour when a Mercedes basically cut him off. Ooh. He crashed into it head on, flew 20 feet up in the air. Luckily, he was wearing his helmet.
Of course.
He was taken to a local hospital to be treated for minor injuries. He had bruising on his arm, leg, and pelvis, but he's home recovering now, so all okay.
It's always scary, isn't it? You know, obviously, because he's got his twins and stuff.
Yeah, of course. The video, the photo of the scene of the accident is up on our Insta stories right now at Chris Fade Show. If you want to go take a look at it, looked horrible.
That is fantastic that he's doing all right
yes,
right now.
Yes, yeah.
Because I saw the headline, George Clooney in accident. I went, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then, get off the bike, mate. 57. No more. No need, George Clooney.
I know, right?
Get someone to drive you, mate. Come on.
Yeah. Now, World Cup fever, as we were talking about, has hit Justin Timberlake as well. And I can understand why he's doing this. So, obviously, we know England-Croatia tonight, right?
Right.
Yeah. But Justin Timberlake has a concert at London's O2 Arena. And a lot of fans, I guess, are left with the decision of, do we watch the football or do we go see Justin Timberlake? Well, I think he's made that decision easier for all of his fans. Now, have a listen to this.
Very, very smart, Justin Timberlake.
I spoke to the O2. And for the first time ever, doors will open at 6:30. And we're going to play this England-Croatia match up on my big screens. So come here and we'll watch it together. I mean, I want to see it. You want to see it. We all want to see it. We're going to watch this together. And you know what? It's coming home.
Yes, Justin.
He's just doing that to make sure everyone comes to his concert.
100%. Oh, his people would have just said, mate, he's like, football? What's football? Soccer? You mean, what's a soccer
yeah,
game?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just got a load of new fans in England, let me tell you.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. It's Russia's the same time as here. So are they playing the game at 10 o'clock at night? Because we're watching it at 10 o'clock at night in the UAE, and Russia's the same time.
What city is it in?
Is it in Kazan? I don't know.
Let's just have a look. Rossi will search it. Finally, Pretty Malik, what have you got for us?
Justin Bieber's violated a major being a fiance rule. He doesn't follow his fiance on Instagram.
Oh, come on now.
So I was obviously stalking everything yesterday. Yeah. He posted this beautiful message on Instagram.
Yeah.
Say confirming the engagement to Hailey Baldwin and everything. He doesn't follow her.
That's crazy.
Why? Why would you not follow your partner?
He forgot.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Is he following now?
No. Why would you do that? Why would
you
do
that? Yeah,
that's
weird. I'm not sure.
I mean, he doesn't follow Selena Gomez, thankfully.
I'm not sure.
But
so it's being played in the Luzhniki Stadium, and it's 6:44 a.m. right now there.
So that means that the game is actually getting played live at 9 p.m.
9 p.m., yeah.
Yeah, so 9 p.m. is when... That's pretty late for a football
match.
Two hours
behind us, right?
It's pretty...
No, you said 6:44, right?
It's 7:44. Sorry. I thought it was 8:44.
Big game tonight.